Lesson 6, Coached Drill. Now I'd ask you now please to refer to your manual and to look at the passage which is marked with the phonetic transcription of the words that are going to be changed. And we're going to look at several sections from Cervantes' Don Quixote with the major pronunciation changes marked. And I will read first one word at a time, first stressing the changes in pronunciation. And you use all of the resonance techniques. Don't forget them. This is the most important point now where we start to get. Second, you think to make sure that the proper pronunciation of vowels and then consonants are growing out of these. But think of all of the things we've been doing. I will help to call your attention as I read word by word to the specific pronunciation changes as well as to the resonance changes that are being used as the organic center. Now, I'm going to go, as I say, first word by word through. Perhaps you would like to say this along with me. You, or if it's very thick, you must know then that the above gentleman, whenever he was at leisure, which was mostly all the year round, gave himself up to reading or reading books of chivalry with such ardor and avidity that he almost entirely neglected the pursuit of his field sports and even the management of his property, and to such a pitch did his eagerness and infatuation go that he sold many an acre of tillage land to buy books of chivalry to read, and brought home as many of them as he could get. Now I'm going to go back and repeat this in connected speech. You can either speak it along with me or go back and read it from the manual later. You must know that the above-mentioned gentleman, whenever he was at leisure, which was mostly all the year round, gave himself up to reading books of chivalry with such ardor and avidity that he almost entirely neglected the pursuit of his field sports and even the management of his property. And to such a pitch did his eagerness and infatuation go that he sold many an acre of tillage land to buy books of chivalry to read, and brought home as many of them as he could. Now, in the remaining time, we're going to have some fun, and we're going to play around with different levels of the accent. I'm going first to go through again, word by word, one more short passage. And you follow with me. In short, his wits being quite gone, he hit upon the strangest notion that ever madman in this world hit upon. That was that he fancied it was right and requisite as well for the support of his own honor as for the service of his country, that he should make a knight errant of himself, or himself, roaming the world over in full armor and on horseback in quest of adventure and putting in practice himself all that he had read of as being the usual practices of knights errant, righting every kind of wrong and exposing himself to peril and danger from which in the issue he was to reap eternal renown and fame. Now, once again, I'll go back to that passage, and first I'll read it in straightforward, connected Spanish speech. Then we'll start increasing some things and putting some more bits and pieces of the accent and the different levels of the accent on it. In short, his wits being quite gone, he hit upon the strangest notion that ever madman in this world hit upon. That was that he fancied it was right and requisite, as well for the support of his own honor as for the services of his country, that he should make a knight errant of himself, roaming the world over in full armor and on horseback in quest of adventure, and putting in practice himself all that he had read of as being the usual practices of knights errant, righting every kind of wrong, and exposing himself to peril and danger from which, in the issue, he was to reap eternal renown and fame. I'm going to go back again and put in different levels of things here. I'm going to go now and increase the actual nasality, not just the sense of the vibration coming through as we've been doing with the point of focus, but actually letting some of the nose, the air come into the nose, as you hear in some sections of Spain now. In short, his wits being quite gone, he hit upon the strangest notion that ever madman in this world hit upon. That was that he fancied himself he was right and requisite, as well for the support of his own honor as for the service of his country, that he should make a knight errant of himself, roaming the world over in full armor and on horseback, in quest of adventure, and putting in practice himself all that he had read of as being the usual practices of knights errant, righting every kind of wrong, exposing himself to peril and danger from which, in the issue, he was to reap eternal renown and fame. Now, as I say, there are parts of Spain where you hear that, and there are times that you might want to do that just as a different part of the character. Now, we are going to go a little more into a sense of clear speech, but we'll put a little bit more of the Mexican lilting, and we'll try to do it with more of the Mexican lilt. We'll stress words using this, and we'll maybe even we'll cross the line into a little bit of a stereotype. In short, his wits being quite gone, he hit upon the strangest notion that ever madman in his world hit upon. That was that he fancied he was right and requisite, as well for the support of his own honor as for the service of his country, that he should make a knight errant of himself, roaming the world over in full armor and on horseback, in quest of adventure, and putting in practice himself all that he had read of as being the usual practices of knights errant, righting every possible wrong, and exposing himself to peril and danger from which, in the issue, he was to reap eternal reward and fame. Now, you may again, you hear this in much of that kind of speech, but again, we want to make sure that you don't overdo it. Once more now, I go and I do a part, and I really take the ridge away and get everything, all of the consonants, problem with the consonant. In short then, and put all the things there. In short then, his wits being quite gone, he hit upon his strange notion that every man in his country hit upon, and that was that he fancied he was right and requisite, as well as with the support of his own honors for his service to his country, that he should make a knight errant of himself, roaming the world over in full armor and horseback in quest of adventure, and putting in practice to himself only a red of his being the usual practice of a knight errant, righting every kind of wrong, exposing himself to peril and danger from which, in the issue, he was to reap eternal renown and fame. And going to remind you here that that is never going to be understood from the stage. So you want to play around with that all you want to, but don't you ever try to do that sort of thing on the stage, unless the character is not supposed to be understood by the other characters that he's talking to in the play. You can see there are many different styles, many different levels of nasality, consonant articulation, and lilt. You have to make the decision with your director which one you're going to do and exactly how you're going to accomplish it. You must make sure that you get feedback from your director, especially with this kind of accent where the ridge moves away and there tends to be a problem in the articulation. Maybe just I give you a minute, just a short piece of that again where I compromise and I don't go. His wits being quite gone, he hit upon the strangest notion ever madman in this world hit upon. That was that he fancied it was right and requisite, as well as for a support of honor. Now you see, I'm still dropping off the final consonants, but I'm making the other consonants quite clear to compensate for it. Again, you and your director have to decide exactly what level you're going to be doing. And with those words of them, we come to the end of the instructional tape on the Spanish accent.